And so now here you are, you know, you've won a BAFTA, you've got lots of things under your belt. I mean, I guess we've got to sort of start with Hillsborough, because that's what Liverpool fans will remember you for best. Obviously, the way it came out first of all in America on ESPN and then later onto the BBC. I mean, you must be really pleased, Dan, by how everyone regards it so highly. I mean, I think just what bits we've done on the Anfield about Hillsborough, and I know how hard it is to tell the right story, really, because it's such a big story, isn't it? And there's so many people affected, and you've got to step so carefully around it and that kind of thing, because there's so many emotions involved. And yet you, and being a Sheffield Wednesday fan as well, you know, you've nailed it, basically. And you've ended up with a BAFTA, and as I say, ended up being good mates with the great man, Phil Scraton. But how did that come about that you got involved in that?
I mean, I should have been at the game in 89. I was, as a Wednesday fan, we were so starved of watching decent football, and it was a rare occasion you could probably get to watch an FA semi-final sort of through the club, through the supporters club. So I was going to be, I was meant to be selling programmes actually at the Leppings Lane end of the ground, and then going in with some friends just to sort of watch the game. And they'd managed to do that the year before. And fortunately I didn't. I was doing my GCSEs at the time, and my mum just sort of put a handbrake on it and said, you can't travel across to Sheffield. And I was really quite traumatised as a football fan. You know, I used to go home and away to watch Wednesday, and, you know, like every fan in that era experienced the crush, experienced the thrill of the crush. And also there are a couple of times I remember, you know, Grimsby away on Boxing Day 83 as a Wednesday fan. People remember that. The similar situation, really, really bad crush outside. Gate was open to alleviate the crush outside. Everyone piled in. I got let through because I was a little kid at the time. My sister got pushed up, head slammed up against the brick wall. My dad went nuts with the police. And really, really similar scenario. So as a football fan, I was quite, you know, affected by what happened on that day and the fallout. And then seeing, you know, I was 16 at the time, so seeing that whole list of people sort of my age, you know, within 1 or 2 years either side who had died, and knowing it could have been me, that was the big thing that I took.